Joined by the great Cullen Turner, Lansing Lugnuts bullpen catcher. Hey, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Happy to be here and happy to do an interview with you.
How many years have you been the bullpen catcher now?
This will be my fifth year. I started in the middle of 2018, so missed a year with COVID, but got the Lemonade League, obviously.
Coach Turner, then?
Yes, Coach Turner. Yeah, it was a little different, but yeah, that was exciting. So I guess fifth year now, and next year will be kind of full year.
Bullpen catcher at the major league level is also a bit of a coach. Are you a bit of a coach here?
Try to be, yeah. Try to help guys any way I can. Don't want to be a pest, but you know, offer my insight and you know what I see catching wise. So yeah, try.
Like, can you give me an example?
Just you know how guys' stuff is coming out, whether it's cutting two seamen, if they're you know hitting their locations, if their stuff is moving how they want to, and just kind of add a little insight to what I see back there.
You're on the inside. I'm on the outside. But can I ask, which pitchers have you seen this year that you go from the start of the year to how they're finishing, they have really developed?
Yeah, Brock has been one. I think the transition to him throwing sidearm was a little different for him, but this year has been really, really good. And since that first month, I mean, he's been unhittable. So he's been great to see, obviously. Big fan of all my guys in the bullpen. So all of them have had really great years, and the guys that have moved up, seeing Tyler Baum having all of his success was awesome. All the guys down there, Beller's got a ton better. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun seeing everybody kind of progress.
About Brock and Mac Lardner and Kumar Nambiar, these guys were Lugnuts last year. They're Lugnuts this year, so how's it been working with them for a second year?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's a fine line. I want them to move up and get out of Lansing as quickly as I can, but at the same time, where I stand to, you know, build friendships with them has been awesome. So to have them for a second year has been incredible. Like to see them get their chance at AA, so get out of Lansing as soon as possible is kind of my goal for them. But yes, it's been great.
Beller, this is his first year here, and immediately the Velo boys get founded, and everyone's got their nuts caps, and it just feels like there's more. What impact have you seen him bring?
Yeah, he's a great, great guy. Brings a big personality to the bullpen, to the clubhouse. Like you said, he's designed his cool gear and everything like that. I actually went out to breakfast with him today, and I was sitting next to him and got a compliment on the hat that he designed for us. So he's been great, and I think a big addition to the bullpen, just kind of morale and being a fun personality down there.
From the guys that you know very well, Jack Owens, another guy who's been here, to the guys who just arrived, Gunnar Hoglund or Luis Morales, we've barely seen them. What have you seen in your times that you've caught them?
Yeah, I've gotten super lucky to catch both of their sides, and both of them electric stuff, both of them filled the zone up really well. Gunnar, I mean, it doesn't seem like he misses a spot ever, so really impressive. Both of them, obviously, Luis being younger, it's been really impressive. He has a great, great arm, so it'll be fun to see their success as they move along.
I mentioned that you're a bit of a coach. Are you a bit of a scout, too? Can you tell when a guy joins, you're like, that's a major league arm?
Yes, yeah, I try to think I can. Obviously, there's a lot of development from this level until they get to the big leagues, but you can definitely tell as far as the demeanor and how they carry themselves and their preparation, I think, is the big part. Like seeing Gunnar and how he prepares and how deliberate he is in his preparation is, you know, something where you're not surprised by his success. So
no, it's fun to ask him about what he's thinking and how he's going through. I remember when Mitch Myers this year was calling his own pitches on the mound. That sort of pitcher compared to there's the different sort who it's like the brain turns off and the body just goes in emotion. How does that change how you catch them?
Yeah, I mean, try to give them, you know, as much insight as I can for the guys that, you know, don't want too much and they just want to go out there and throw and not think too much. Just kind of learning personalities and trying to see what works for them, because there's guys that want, you know, information from me, and there's guys that probably don't want to hear anything from me. So just trying to, you know, learn what fits them best and how I can help them. So
by Lansing Lugnuts bullpen catcher Cullen Turner, what kind of relationships do you develop with the catchers?
Yeah, I've had really good. I mean, CJ has been awesome. Susak is, I think, my favorite Lugnuts player ever now. He gave me a great, great gift to end the season right before he got moved to Midland. So I think Susak's probably favorite Lugnut of all time now. But CJ and Amaya, learned a ton from them. CJ I've been a big fan of for probably going on 5 years now. I'm a big Vanderbilt baseball fan, so seeing him for the last, you know, his 2-3 years there and catching Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker was super impressive, and getting to learn from him and see him now. He's a great guy and obviously a phenomenal catcher. So,
how quickly did you let him know when you first met him, by the way, I've been a fan of yours?
Yep, no, first thing when we had our first day, little inter-squad practice there, and I went right up to him and introduced myself and let him know I've been a big fan. He was probably a little bit like, what is this guy talking about? Cause, you know, came right up to him and just said I'd been a big fan of his for a while. So it's been great to learn from him and see all his success this year.
Can I ask what Daniel Susak gave you?
Yeah, he gave me a putter. He gave me a brand new TaylorMade putter and was so, so thankful. He actually got moved up that night to double A. So I was joking with guys that I think they moved him up because of his generosity and you know how he takes care of guys. So yeah, I was so thankful, and it was probably the coolest thing I've ever received. So shout out Daniel Susak, he's the man, I appreciate it.
Had any other guys given you gifts in the past for all your years bullpen catching?
Yeah, absolutely. All the pitchers and position players take care of me great and super, super thankful. They don't have to, obviously this is my job and I'm just, you know, kind of doing what I'm supposed to do, so it's nothing that they need to go out of their way, but I've been super thankful that, you know, guys have taken care of me and given me things, you know, towards the end of the year. So this group is no different. I'm super, super thankful for everyone on this team and how they treat me. So
I love it. Let me round things off with, you're back on the road. How many road trips have you done with the Lugnuts?
Yeah, this year it's my first road trip, and super thankful. I love going on the road. Obviously, for me, it's cool to kind of see a different perspective and different environments. So last year I went on a couple. This is the first this year, but kind of, I love going on the road, and if I can make a couple every year and kind of see everywhere around the Midwest League, it'd be awesome. So really thankful to be here.
Colin, thank you so much for your time. I love working with you. Congratulations on wrapping up another season.
Yes, thank you, and congratulations on all your success. So thank you very much for having me.
Wait, one more. What's your plans for the offseason?
Back to teaching. I was, thankfully, my boss this week let me take the week off. So super thankful that they let me come down here, but back to teaching, and it's a great off-season. Obviously, it's my full-time job, so it's not an off-season job, but love teaching, and going back to that will be great. So,
the great Colin Turner, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Time for baseball from Lake County. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks so much for tuning in. The Lake County Captains and the Lansing Lugnuts about to get things going down to the field for our national anthem.
Who's wrong? Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Tonight from East Lake, Ohio, game 3 of a 6-game series, the Lake County Captains and the Lansing Lugnuts from Classic Auto Group Park. Andrew Grover addressing the crowd. Lake County right-hander Aaron Davenport is on the mound. He's being inspected by the home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez currently. The third baseman, Diane Frias, has come over. And let's see. They took something away, and Rodriguez underhanded it off toward the Lake County dugout, and here we go. The Lugnuts lineup is as follows. Leading off, the center fielder, Junior Perez. Batting second, the second baseman, Colby Halter. Heading third, the left fielder, Danny Batista, Jr. Cleaning up, the right fielder, Colby Thomas. First baseman, Brendan Below, bats fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop, A. Rebielanales. DHing, T.J. Schofield, Sam hits seventh. Batting eighth, catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And batting ninth, third baseman, Josh Wainwright. Got it all in. First pitch at 7:03, called a strike on the outside corner. 7:03 p.m. and underway in the Eastern time zone. Right-hander against right-hander. Davenport delivers. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. In general, Aaron Davenport works with a fastball-curve combo. Now, does he throw everything else? He sure does. Cutter, changeup, slider. Let's it fly. Popped him up. Right side foul grab. Catcher Zach Fascia back toward the netting. That ball is back out of the seats with a high hop. On the count is one ball and two strikes on Perez. The defense here for Lake County. Fascia's the catcher. Bartlett's at first. Furman at second. Watson the shortstop, Frias at third. On the outfield, Burgos in left, Fox in center, DeLauder in right. Home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez, bases umpire Shinko Ishizawa. Davenport with the 1-2. Ground ball scalded, foul up the third base side. We'll keep it right here. I would be doing you a grave disservice if I did not describe the Davenport delivery. So let's do so right now. Aaron Davenport, by the way, is making his 19th start of the year leading Lake County. His 108 2/3 innings pitched ranks him third in the Midwest League. His 19 home runs allowed ties him for first. Davenport has sky blue shoes to go along with the powder blue Lake County Captain's jersey shirt. Home white pants, the socks are pulled up high. 1-2 pitch to Junior Perez. On its way. Went around too far and the fastball been in. Junior's gone on strikes. It's a hesitation for Aaron Davenport where he steps back with the left foot and it's as if he's going to go into the full motion. However, instead of then swinging that left leg around and lifting the left knee up, he then puts that foot right back down in front of him and then he offers. There's the step, the kick, the pitch. High. This is new based on when we saw Davenport earlier this year. And This is his fourth start of the season against the Lugnuts. Kobe Halter batting left, no score, one out. Pitch on its way. Hits the outside corner. At a called strike. So, are there a lot of moving pieces? Sure. But as long as it helps Davenport locate, so much the better. Sixth rounder. Kicks and deals. Line drive, right field, base hit, Colby Halter. Chase DeLauder accepts and plays it in. A one out single for Lansing. Danny Batista Jr. steps in next. Halter leads away from first base. The Lansing second baseman, one steal so far in his first professional year. The deal. Up and inside, ball one. For Batista, a strikeout and a single have opened up this contest. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I encourage you to email the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at LansingLugnuts.com. As Batista Jr. takes a caught strike across the inside corner. That way I know how the broadcast is coming through to you. Hopefully everything is loud and clear. Break even. Up and in, nearly grazed him. Two balls and one strike. In addition to his 19 home runs allowed, Davenport has only hit four batters with pitches. He has some captain's teammates who've hit far more than that. They've hit 78 as a team. A 2-1 delivery. Hitter's pitch here. Yanked it outside. And there's ball three. Second baseman Furman is cheating a little bit to his right. They've applied some turfis to the field in front of second. The deal. Pop foul. Back of home plate. And it's 3-2 on Batista Jr. Danny Batista Jr. is 2-for-7 so far in this series here against the Caps. So now, third with 114 base hits. His rank in the Midwest League. 10th in the league in batting average as well, hitting .271. Batista Jr. in playing today's game. This is the 61st out of the last 62 Lugnuts games that he has started. That's a payoff pitch from Davenport. Does Halter run? He does. And it's served left side. Diving step. Shortstop Watson pops up. Throws to first. One hops right past Bartlett off his glove. Halter dashes around to third base. He's held up there. Batista Jr. up to second. The first half of that play was outstanding. And by the way, I said Watson at short. In fact, it's Yordis Valdez, the shortstop here today. Valdez laying out to his right. He got there, he grabbed it, he stood up, and then the throw to first arriving in on a hop, and it glanced right off Will Bartlett's glove. So infield single Danny Batista Jr., and then E6 to allow the extra base. Runners are at second and third for Lansing. Only one man out, looking for the game's first run. Here's the cleanup hitting Colby Thomas. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Davenport starts him off with a called strike at the knees. Yesterday, Thomas cracked his 10th home run in high A, his 18th home run this year. And this is his very first professional season. Didn't debut last year coming back from labrum surgery. The pitch, swing and a foul tipped backward. Nothing and two. Started off the year with single A Stockton and was tremendous. In 72 games, hit .283. With 24 doubles, 4 triples, and 8 home runs. And he's continued that here with the Lugnuts. 14 doubles, 2 triples, 10 homers. This, though, is an 0-2. Popped up, right side. First baseman Bartlett over crossing the line near the coach's box. Makes the catch right in front of Luis Baez. And Thomas is at number 2. Hello, Marsha Buller checking in. Good, the broadcast loud and clear. Marsha's writing as well, saying, weren't they scheduled to have a rehab pitcher tonight for Lake County? This was the big news story coming in with Shane Bieber and Tristan McKenzie, the former Lake County captains, returning, rehabbing from Cleveland. Here's the pitch to Brendan Malone, outside ball one. And then later we received word that they were only throwing live BP, was how I understood it. So instead of actually facing the Lugnuts, facing the Lake County Captains. Good for the Lake County Captains. I was talking to the Lugnuts. They would have liked the challenge. Malone takes a ball low and away. I asked Brendan Malone and Kobe Halter just yesterday, how about it? What do you think about an at-bat against Shane Bieber? There was a Lugnuts team some years back that had to face a rehabbing Aroldis Chapman. Here's the 2-0. The slider called the strike in the outside corner. And the count is 2-1. Well, I've seen Lugnuts against, Johnny Cueto was rehabbing with the Dayton Dragons. We've seen rehabbers here with Lake County before taking on the Lugnuts. No score, top of the first. Here's the pitch. Malone swings and misses the fastball. So, all of this to say, live BP instead. It was a joy, by the way, to watch Shane Bieber and Tristan McKenzie when they were captains. They were utterly dominant here in the Midwest League. It's a break-even 2-2. Skied by Malone, right side of the diamond. Second baseman firm in the call, out into the grass. He's got the catch. And the Lugnuts strand the back-to-back singles by Halter and Batista Jr. in scoring position. Let's go to the bottom half of the first inning. Lansing nothing. And now Lake County is coming up against the lefty James Gonzalez.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We're back for the bottom of the first inning. The press box here has given me a great trivia question that I'm going to try to puzzle out. But first, bottom of the first, James Gonzalez on the mound, the lefty offers, and Jake Fox grounds it foul right side. Every now and then, I run out of time. They're really good company here in Lake County. They've been great company for years, and I appreciate them rolling out the welcome mat for me. Fox, DeLauder, Watson, last of the first, no score. The pitch. A ground ball on the right side, vacuumed by Colby Halter. Those to first. There's one gone. Jake Fox leading off the center fielder, batting second. It's the right fielder, Chase DeLauder. Heading third, it's Yordis Valdez. I need to make sure that I make all these corrections, that Valdez replaced Khalil Watson in the starting lineup. It was a very late switch. So here's Chase DeLauder. First pitch. Line drive hooked foul right side. Chase DeLauder overall has been really special in his first time going through Lake County. The first rounder out of James Madison, the Duke, taken last year by the Cleveland Guardians. I know one is on its way. And that's down and away. One ball and one strike. DeLauder this year with Lake County, all he's doing is through 39 games, hitting 364 with a 935 OPS. Here's the pitch. Little blooper, shallow left field. In comes Danny Bautista Jr. Can't get there with a dive. DeLauder's on again. Bloop single. Do you realize that Chase DeLauder is now 16 for 27 against Lansing this year? It's absurd. The man gets hits. So now Yordis Valdez. Lefty faces the switch hitter, batting right, swings and misses the off-speed, strike one. Short lead for DeLauder at first, but he will run. The pitch. Little broken bat flare over second. It's a base hit in the right field. One hops to Kobe Thomas, plays it in. Single for Valdez, DeLauder to second. And now Diane Frias. Not good contact against Gonzalez. And yet the back-to-back knocks. And James Gonzalez says, get that baseball out of play. I don't need it. Gonzalez is making his fourth appearance as a member of the Lugnuts, called up from Stockton, where he led the California League in strikeouts. And this is a man who leads the entire Oakland Athletics organization in strikeouts. Now, how does he do it? His changeup. Fastball in the upper 80s, low 90s. Diane Frias, switch hitter, batting right. The pitch. Strike called across the inside corner by the home plate umpire, Guillermo Rodriguez. Not to be confused with the catcher, CJ Rodriguez. A look back to DeLauder at second. No score. Pitch on its way. Hit in the air, right side, foul ground for the first baseman, Brennan Malone, under with the catch. Two outs. Now in the top of the first inning, things for the Lugnuts went out, single, single, out, out. And the second out was on a foul out to the first baseman. So here we've got out, single, single, foul out to the first baseman. And let's see if Gonzalez can follow suit with what Aaron Davenport did. The number five hitter in the order is the left-handed hitting catcher from Clemson. It is Cooper Engle. Engle was just drafted by the Cleveland Guardians this past July, like the Lugnuts' Colby Halter. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Not that Colby Halter was also drafted by the Guardians. I'm just saying that both of them got drafted in July. Both of them are 2023 picks. Halter out of Florida by the Oakland A's. And here's Engle, the fourth rounder. And already here in high A. Here's the pitch. He takes. Strike called across the outside corner. Now, what has Cooper Engle done so far in high A? I'll tell you. He's hitting 295 through 14 games with four doubles and eight batted in. James Gonzalez looks to put him away and strand runners at first and second. Keep things scoreless. Delivers a 1-1. Low, ball two. Gonzalez made his Lugnuts debut in relief, a piggyback reliever. He tossed five scoreless innings against the Great Lakes Loons on August the 17th. Came back August the 24th, five innings, one run against Dayton. Lets it fly. Hits the outside corner, called strike two. And then his most recent outing. He fired five one-hit scoreless innings against the West Michigan Whitecaps, and then they got to him in the sixth, scored three runs against him before he came out of the game. In the end, five and a third, eight strikeouts, three runs. Picked up the win in a 5-3 victory. 2-2, fouled away left side. Now here's the other weird thing about James Gonzalez. This is the lefty Cooper Engle batting against him. He's a left-handed pitcher. Of his 21 strikeouts with the Lugnuts this year, only two of them have been lefties. And pitching in the California League, of his 108 strikeouts, only 28 left-handed batters. delivers the 2-2. Dropped it low. So left-handed batters, they don't hit him for any higher of an average than righties. They, in fact, struggle just about the same when it comes to batting average. But they put the bat on the ball. And that's because his changeup has just been so much more devastating as a swing-and-miss pitch against right-handed hitters. Payoff. That's high, and that's ball four. Bases are loaded. Jorge Burgos now. Lefty deals to lefty. Buried it down low. Once again, a left-handed batter. In fact, Fox a lefty, DeLauder a lefty, Valdez and Frias, the back-to-back switch hitters batting right. After Burgos, the right-handed hitting Will Bartlett, and then the lefties Fascia and Furman. This is an overwhelmingly left-handed hitting team. Ball went off for it. Right in there with a fastball across the outside corner. A bases loaded chant from the kids down below. It's true. DeLauder at third, Valdez at second, Engel at first base. No score, two outs. Pitch on its way. Breaks across the outside corner, and a strike two called. Jorge Burgos, a .235 hitter through 92 games, with 15 doubles, one triple, and seven home runs. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes! And so the catcher, Rodriguez, picks it up off the ground, steps on home plate, completes the first strikeout today for James Gonzalez. 22nd with the Lugnuts, 130th overall for the year. Bases left stranded loaded as we go to the second inning. Lugnuts and Lake County Captains, no score from East Lake, Ohio.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's start up the second inning, no score. The batters A. Rebiel on the lace against Aaron Davenport. Roddy deals to Roddy. The fastball backs him away, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnut left runners at second and third in the top of the first. Lake County left him loaded. On the lace pushes a ground ball right side, ranging to his left. Furman can't get there. It's a base hit to right field, out beyond the second baseman. In comes the throw from right fielder DeLauder. And a leadoff single for the number six hitter in the order, A. Rebiel Angeles. Do you realize that Angeles is now 12 for his last 24? Hey, here's a special shout out to baby Layla, listening in from Pennsylvania. She is home. Sending it home plate, TJ Schofield. Sam, here's the pitch. Across the outside corner, call the strike, and I am a very proud uncle. Shout out Hannah, shout out Ari. Baby Layla, what is up? Little Midwest League Baseball. From East Lake, Ohio, Davenport's 0-1. Fouled straight back to the netting. The native of Ontario, TJ Schofield Sam, down in a two-strike hole. Number 7, hitter in the order. Catcher CJ Rodriguez waits on deck. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, held onto by Zach Fescia. And Schofield Sam has gone on strikes. Second strikeout for Davenport. Tonight, the first night of the NFL season. First night that Layla's spending at home. It's a good day. One on, one out, no score, top of the second. The pitch, and CJ Rodriguez takes a called strike one. Hello, Leanne Cook emailing in. Davenport comes set. Spins, throws over to first. Right beyond Will Bartlett. Kicks off down the right side. Into the tarp. Anales has speed. He's around second. He's hustling for third. Might lose his helmet. Nope, that helmet somehow stayed on as Lake County rescues the baseball. E1 Aaron Davenport. Anales is 90 feet away from scoring the game's first run. Now Lake County brings the infield in. No balls, one strike on CJ Rodriguez, the catcher. Pitch is on its way. Fouled away, off the right side. Today's Lansing Lugnuts pregame interview was with bullpen catcher Cullen Turner, who is out here on this road trip to Lake County, his first road trip of the year. And I learned in today's pregame interview that Cullen loves the Vandy Commodores baseball program. And so it was a thrill for him to meet CJ Rodriguez this year. Here's the pitch. A ground ball left side. Runner on, Anales scrambling back to third. He's tagged out by Diane Frias. Frias, the third baseman, snared the grounder, ran at Anales, who was hurrying back to third base. Arybelle stretched out with the hands, could not get back in. Rodriguez on at first base on the fielder's choice. Two outs. That is tough. Josh Juan right now, runner at first, two outs. It's a lot different than a runner at third base and one out. No score. Davenport deals. Swing and a miss on the high cheddar. So great to talk to Cullen about making this trip, about finishing up another year with the Lugnuts, about his bond with the Lansing catchers this year, CJ and Daniel Susak, and the third catchers that we've had. At 0-1, breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Junior Perez is waiting on deck. Josh Juan, the number 9 hitter in the order. Josh Wright out of Panama. Comes in hitting 268. It takes the breaking ball up and in. Davenport to the plate. Reaching out, he pokes it foul into the netting. Might have lunged after ball three there. Instead, two balls and two strikes. There is a transaction to tell you about. The Lugnuts added a new player earlier today. Casey Yamauchi signed as an undrafted free agent in July out of Hawaii Hilo. He was assigned to the Arizona Complex League, then bumped up to AA, and now flown in to join the Lugnuts here in Lake County. Here's the pitch. That hangs high. Three balls and two strikes. Had a chance to talk to Casey about his whirlwind professional debut. When he was signed while he was in Mahoning Valley, not all that far away. He was a member of the Frederick Keys, playing baseball after graduating. 3-2 pitch, runner moves. And that too is fouled away. So let's try it again. Casey Yamauchi, 23 years of age. My expectation is that we'll see him making his Lugnuts debut tomorrow, the 52nd different Lugnut this year. Davenport steps off the rubber. He is the 923rd different Lugnut in the franchise's history. Counted them all up. 923. Welcome, Casey. What a great baseball name, right? Native of Hilo, Hawaii. A native Panamanian, right? Swings and fouls this pitch away to the right side. Mr. Wright sends it right. And another 3-2 pitch will be coming up soon. Josh Juan Wright, right back under the right-hand batter's box. Black bat waggling up and down. Stance open, Black Sox pulled up. Rodriguez moves on this 3-2. No score in the second. Breaking ball down and away. Josh Wainwright takes ball four. First walk given out by Davenport. And bring up Junior Perez. On April the 19th, when Davenport saw the Lugnuts, he walked six batters. He also struck out six, allowed two hits and three runs. That was a game that he received a no decision. Lake County walked off 5-4. He allowed a home run to Lázaro Armenteros. He then allowed two home runs to the Lugnuts in May as Junior Perez takes a called strike across the outside corner. Johnny Butler and Max Muncy hit them. That was in a loss, five runs allowed in four innings, 5-2, Lansing won, May 18th. And then July the 8th picked up the win, but he gave up home runs to Caden Trenkel and to Brennan Malone. Five home runs allowed to Lansing through three starts. 13 1/3 innings. Now he's in the second. 2-on-2 out. Perez fouls back the fastball. Nothing in two. Junior Perez struck out his first time up. Went down on a 1-2 pitch. One of two strikeouts for Davenport. We are scoreless right now. Lansing left 2-on in the first. Has runners at first and second here in the second. The pitch. Perez takes a called strike three. Davenport gets him again and again. Lansing leaves two. A hit and a walk and no score from Eastlake, Ohio to the bottom of the second inning.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And so let's go to the bottom of the second inning. This crowd is energized. We've had runners all over the bases. But we have not seen any runs yet. Lugnuts have stranded four. Lake County stranded three. It's the bottom of the second. and the lefty James Gonzalez deals to Will Bartlett, the number 7 hitter. And the captain's first baseman takes a called strike to open. It's Bartlett, Fascia, Furman. 7-8-9. Gonzalez kicks and offers. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Two singles and a walk stranded in the first inning for Gonzalez, who struck out Jorge Burgos to end the frame. Will Bartlett out of Palo Alto, California, waiting. Ninth rounder 4 years ago from IMG Academy. He takes, and that just missed. Ball one. One ball and two strikes. Gonzalez to the plate. Got him swinging on the changeup. Second strikeout for James Gonzalez, and one up and one down. this crowd. So bring up Zach Fascia. Pitch on its way. Outside corner, strike call. Really, I don't have to say anything, right? You can just listen to them, and you can try to judge for yourself what happened. One out, nobody on, no score. Lefty to lefty. Check swing and a called strike two on the outside corner. Gonzalez is in a rhythm now, and that could be bad news for these Lake County captains. Here's the 0-2 from James. Swing and a miss. He struck out three in a row. Nate Furman tries his luck. The left-handed hitting second baseman. Out of UNC Charlotte, a fourth rounder last year for the Cleveland Guardians. He's hitting 222. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike one call. Fastball starts him. Third baseman right, way off his line. Pull shift arm of the infield to the right. And a one. Fouled away left side, strike two. Charge. See, that the crowd didn't respond to. Oh, two from Gonzalez. Outside. Free baseball game of the day on MLB.TV. They're trying to showcase Chase DeLauder. They may inadvertently showcase Gonzalez. The 1-2, down and away. Well done by C.J. Rodriguez to smother it right there. Two balls and two strikes on Nate Furman. Furman has walked 28 times and struck out 34 times. That's his game. Break even, takes it high, and the count is full. This is what he does. What he hasn't do is collected a lot of base hits. Payoff pitch. Lifted out to left field. Danny Bautista Jr. goes back. He's at the warning track. He makes the catch. And Gonzalez works a perfect bottom of the second inning. No score from Lake County, Ohio, going to the third.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
As we start up the third inning, let's do some Lansing Lugnuts trivia here. There's a Lake County Captains fan who's attempting to conquer Moby Dick, which is a very, very large fish sandwich with everything on it. Everything. No score, top of the third inning for Lansing. 2-3-4 batters. Halter, Batista Jr., Thomas. Against the righty Aaron Davenport. Let's it fly. Colby Halter swings and misses the off-speed. Strike one. Halter's 1-for-1 with a single his first time up. The Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the day is a question I may have asked before on a trip here, but it's worth asking just to tell that story. Name the former Lansing Lugnuts manager who was a Lake County Captains player. Which Lake County Captains player went on to manage the Lansing Lugnuts? Good luck to you. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. 0-1. And that just missed. Trying to work the inside corner. On the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard, Great Lakes scored 4 in the top of the third inning. They're leading the West Michigan Whitecaps 4-1. They're on the top of the fifth from LMCU Ballpark. 1-1. Halter takes ball 2 down and in. The standings in the East Division entering play today. Oh, baby. Fort Wayne a half game up on West Michigan. Tin Caps 35-27. White Caps 34-27. Halter swings, foul tips it at home. 2 balls and 2 strikes now in Colby. So Fort Wayne and Dayton are about to get started. Cienfuegos, the start for Fort Wayne. Cardona, the ball for Dayton. I don't know who to give the edge there. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Halter gone on the high fastball. Davenport strikes out his fourth. If we go back to yesterday's outing, first, Beloit lost to Peoria 3-0. So that soaked things up for the Peoria Chiefs. They will, in fact, take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. For the West Division champ, first half against second half champions, Davenport delivers. Danny Batista Jr. takes ball 1 high. 1 out, nobody on, no score in the third inning. There are a couple of other scores from yesterday, though. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Fascia. 1-1. Danny reached on an infield single to shortstop his first time. Marsha Bullard brought this one to my attention. The pitch. A ground ball hits her shortstop. Chance for Yordis Valdez. The thud of first and the stretch by Bartlett. 2 outs. Redemption for Yordis. Yesterday, Quad Cities played South Bend. The South Bend Cubs scored 3 in the first inning, 4 in the second inning, 4 in the third inning, 11 in the fourth inning. They were up 22-3 after 4 innings yesterday. Here's the pitch to Kobe Thomas. Fastball high, ball 1. They scored 4 more in the fifth. They had 26 runs by the fifth inning. They beat the Quad Cities River Bandits 26-7. Here's the 1-0. Thomas swings and misses. 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the third inning. Scoreless so far from Lake County. Thomas fouled that to the first baseman his first time up, and he did it on an 0-2 pitch. Here's this pitch, and that hits the outside corner for a called strike 2. One ball and 2 strikes on Colby. Pitch is on its way. That's called a strike, and I guess I miscounted, right? So the umpire just called a strike. So let's say the count is now 2-2. My apologies. Break even. Outside and all the way to the backstop. Three balls and two strikes on Colby Thomas. The payoff. Fly ball out to left. Burgos goes back. Does he have room? He does, in front of the wall. Thomas was making a bid for a second consecutive game with a home run. Not here. Not number 20 against Davenport. And we're through 2.5 innings without a run yet from Eastlake, Ohio, in Classic Auto Group Park.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
James Gonzalez has worked his way entirely through the Lake County order. So let's go right back up to the top and bring up Jake Fox. Fox to Lauder and Valdez, 1, 2, and 3. No score from Lake County. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Bottom of the third inning, top third of the order, lefty to lefty. Jake Fox takes ball one low and away. Fox grounded out to the second baseman, Halter, his first time. Outfield straight up. Pitch on its way. Strike called on the off speed. Lake County went 2-for-8 with a walk against Gonzalez the first time through. Singles by DeLauder and Valdez, a walk to Cooper Engel. A 1-1 pitch. Strike two called with a fastball snapping in across the inside corner. Coming up in about 30 minutes, the NFL season kicks off. And the Lake County Captain's marketing staff was greeting all the players with a big whiteboard sign that said, which NFL team are you cheering for this year? To their great disappointment, Lake County is not a big fan of the Cleveland Browns. Here's the 1-2. Barry down and away. And this area is, 15 minutes away from the Browns Stadium? Thereabouts. Take or leave the traffic. Usually you can leave the traffic. 2-2 pitch from Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. Got him. Great off speed. Gonzalez has his fourth strikeout. One down. I was told that, there was a Minnesota Vikings fan, San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs. They were going right around the NFL. They said a lot of teams were represented. I think somebody was a Seahawks fan. There's the pitch to Chase DeLauder, lefty to lefty, low and away. One ball and 0 strikes on the right fielder. My fellow Marylander, Chase DeLauder, is out of Frederick. And I wonder, is he Commanders? Is he Baltimore Ravens? Hope he's not Eagles. The 1-0, strike called on the inside corner. Also, hope he's not Steelers, but that wouldn't be so bad if he was Eagles or, the worst of the worst, the Dallas Cowboys. which I confess, sir, my father being a Cowboys fan. The 1-1, down and in, raised us to cheer for the Cowboys. It was easy when they were winning back-to-back Super Bowls, and then we started to represent where we were from. And my middle school ride down the street from FedEx Field. A 2-ball, 1-strike pitch from Gonzalez. Did not get the call as DeLauder backed up in for the inside corner. Chase DeLauder bailed. Home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez says the count is 3-1. DeLauder 16 for 27 with a walk against Lansing this year. 3-1 pitch. Strike 2 called right down the middle. DeLauder has his scissor kick thing. And the voice of the captain, Logan Petoskey, describes his hip thrust. 3-2 pitch to the JMU Duke. Popped up. Catcher locates it. Rodriguez makes the catch in the home plate circle. CJ Rodriguez had the pitcher Gonzalez stampeding right at him. Realized, discarded the mask, shakes the mask off with dirt right now. That ball went right up over home plate, and the dangerous DeLauder is dispatched. No score in the game, bottom of the third inning. 2 outs for Yordis Valdez. He's from Havana, Cuba. Here's the pitch. Starts him off with a called strike across the inside corner. Valdez was drafted in the second round by the Guardians 4 years ago from high school. The pitch, inside. He attended MacArthur High School in Florida, so born in Havana. He's one of a number of high draft picks on this Guardians high affiliate. Valdez takes a pitch outside. So you've got Yordis Valdez, a second rounder. You've got the first rounder, Chase DeLauder. There are the third rounders, Jake Fox and Joe Lampe. Lampe idle today. And the fourth rounders, Nate Furman and Cooper Engel. There's a called strike across the outside corner. That is just the position players. That is 7 position players drafted in the fourth rounder higher by Cleveland. 2-2 from Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. He got him. He bookends strikeouts for this perfect third inning. Gonzalez has whiffed 5-3 scoreless. And let's go to the fourth inning. Each team looking for the game's first run. Lansing is about to bring up Brendan Malone, who homered his last game that he took on Aaron Davenport. He takes on Davenport to lead off the fourth when we return to Classic Auto Group Park.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Let's go to the fourth inning now. No score, Lake County and Lansing. And Brendan Malone leads off against Aaron Davenport. Righty, righty, Davenport, the Lake County starter. Kicks, deals, and the Lugnuts first baseman takes ball one inside. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Malone on Hales and Schofield Sam, 5-6-7 batters. The 1-0, outside, yanked by Davenport with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Thickly clouded skies above, and the sky is darkening. The kick and the toss. At the knees across the outside corner. Had a called strike one. Malone popped out to the second baseman Furman his first time. Open stance. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball curves outside. And the count is now 3-1. Brennan has been working big time in his mechanics. So I asked him an important question earlier today. Here's the pitch. Swings and whacks it out of play, high in the air, off to the right. I asked him, are you trying to work on something new? Or trying to stabilize muscle memory? And he told me what he was working on was his body had developed a bad habit, so he was trying to reteach it something it had known before, trying to get himself back to the way he used to be. A lot of power. 3-2 pitch. Outside for ball four. There's the plate discipline. Second walk given out by Davenport. And it comes to open up the fourth inning. No score between Lansing and Lake County. Here's the Lugnuts shortstop, Aribiel Angeles. Another right-handed batter against Davenport. Seven of the batters in the Lugnuts order hit from the right side. Only T.J. Schofield-Sam is waiting on deck, the number seven hitter. And the number two hitter, Colby Halter, are left-handed batters. So righty-righty, first pitch to Angeles. He yanked way outside to the left-hand batter's box. That's a great backhand stab by Zach Fascia. Ball one. So far against Davenport, three singles, one by Halter, one by Batista Jr., and one by this man, Angeles, two innings ago. Pitch on its way. Popped up. Behind old plate, the catcher Fascia throws away the mask, makes the catch left of the circle. Angeles immediately takes off the helmet, shows off the bleach blonde hair. Walks back to the dugout, shaking his head. Looks at the barrel of his bat. Knows he missed that one. One down, Malone at first base. And now T.J. Schofield-Sam. He struck out on three straight pitches his first time. The left-handed hitting DH. Pull shift on, first pitch. Whacked foul off the left side. Back over the rooftop. TJ is out of Brampton, Ontario, and so is the catcher, Zach Fascia. Fascia attended Purdue. Meanwhile, Schofield Sam drafted out of secondary school, North Park. And 0-1 from Davenport. Lifted high down the left side, foul ground, third baseman Frias over. That ball's well back into the blue seats. 0-0 right now, Lansing Lugnuts and Lake County Captain. It is the third game of a six-game series. Six-game series to end the year. Lake County took the opener, took it on a walk-off, 3-2, on a sack fly in the bottom of the ninth by Khalil Watson, and then won a rain-shortened game yesterday, 13-1. Here's the 0-2. Schofield Sam fouls it back. Fascia's road to Purdue, the catcher, started at Indian Hills Community College, a powerful community college located in Centerville, Iowa, and then off to become a Purdue Boilermaker. His high school back in Brampton, Turner Fonten. I was checking to see, was it North Park? It was not. Here's the pitch. Check swing, breaking ball down and in. On appeal, he went. Bases umpire Koishizawa made the call. Punch the air. Schofield Sam strikes out for a second time. I'd like to say hello to Stefan Gleiberman checking in, keeping me company on a Thursday night from East Lake, Ohio. No score, top of the fourth inning. Two outs, runner on. Pitched. Fly ball sent down the right side by C.J. Rodriguez. Twisting foul. the high hop up in the pavilion. CJ batting eighth. He reached base on a fielder's choice his first time. Aribe Alanales was the runner at third base, following a single and a throwing error by the pitcher Davenport. And Rodriguez sent a ground ball down to third base, where Alanales was tagged by Dian Frias. Not the best base runner. Two outs, Brandon Malone stuck at first. He had a leadoff walk. He's still over there. Davenport reset on the rubber. Righty to righty. Lets it fly. Line foul to the right side. His fastballs are getting on CJ in a hurry. Hit off the facing of the rooftop, then bounced right down. Three more games to go in the 2023 season after tonight. And the Lugnuts will have Luis Morales tomorrow, Gunnar Hoglund on Saturday, and Mitch Myers on Sunday. Here's the 0-2. Line drive back to right center field. Jake Fox is over. Fox runs it down. The center fielder, a long way to his left, takes away extra bases from CJ Rodriguez. Brendan Malone's leadoff walk is stranded. And we remain scoreless, going to the bottom of the fourth inning now from Lake County, Ohio.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now, I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Aaron Davenport has fired up four goose eggs. And now James Gonzalez sees if he can hold serve. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Lake County. The last of the fourth inning, we'll see the 4, 5, and 6 batters. Dian Frias, Cooper Inkle, Jorge Burgos, with the Cleveland Guardians High A affiliate. Lake County coming in at 31-29, 62-63 for the year, trying to get back to .500 overall. Lefty Gonzalez against Dian Frias. Switch hitter batting right, swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. Gonzalez is such a wonderful way of getting every batter out on his front foot. Curve, change, fastball. 0-1. There's the fastball for a called strike. There's a reason I set the fastball third. It's because usually the curve of the changeup sets up the fastball, as it did right there. Frias fouled that to the first baseman Malone his first time. Gonzalez is struck at 5. 0-2. Line foul, hooked down the left side, off the top of the concrete wall and bouncing into the stands, out beyond the netting. 0-2, it stays on Dian Frias, the cleanup hitter in the order, coming in today with 17 doubles, 2 triples, 11 home runs. Gonzalez with the sign. Here's the pitch. Ground ball pulled foul left side. Once again, way out in front. Frias, only 21, out of Cartagena, Colombia, and he is listed on the Lake County roster at 5'9", 140 pounds. I do not buy it. He's at least 160, I would say. Maybe 170. This is an 0-2, once again. Outside, and the pitch was swung at and missed, strike three. That ball was through the left-hand batter's box, and Diane Frias went lunging after it. Strikeout number 6 for James Gonzalez. Thank you, Diane Frias. The Lugnuts just added Casey Yamauchi today, who's 5'9", 155 pounds. I buy that. Diane Frias is not as slender as Casey. Cooper Ingle now, lefty to lefty. Ball one. Scooped up on one. Great short hop pick by the catcher Rodriguez. The snatch. 0-0, last of the fourth inning. Ingle walked his first time. First walk given out by Gonzalez. Only walk today. Here's the pitch. That two missed. Aimed for the outside corner. So, 2-0 on Ingle. Cooper Ingle out of Asheville, North Carolina. The pitch, way outside. Beautiful city, Asheville. And if you remember the former Lugnut, Daniel Norris, second rounder of the Toronto Blue Jays, and then later the major leaguer, lefty who's pitched for a number of teams. Daniel Norris had an older sister who lived and worked as a painter in Asheville. Time was called right before the 3-0 by the catcher Rodriguez. Or was there a pitch clock violation? There was a pitch clock violation. And that's ball four. And Ingle has walked for a second time. CJ was trying to call for time. Trying to call for time to bail out James Gonzalez. Because Gonzalez didn't realize it. And the home plate umpire Guillermo Rodriguez said no. So, Ingle is at first base. One down. No score in the game. Jorge Burgos, the batter. And Rodriguez goes out to the mound because he and Gonzalez can't get on the same page right now, and that just cost them a base runner. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. No runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Lake County, but they have not hurt Aaron Davenport on the other side. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, it was September the 7th, 2009. It was my first year with the Lugnuts. And it came to an end. Lansing playing at South Bend, at the Cove. The Lugnuts lost 4-3. Finished the year 54-84. They lost in 2 hours and 9 minutes. Today is also Mark Pryor's 43rd birthday. Can't miss kid out of Stanford, who rehabbed with the Lansing Lugnuts famously. We're ready to play. Gonzalez to Burgos, lefty to lefty. Missed outside, ball one. Ingle at first, one away. No score in the contest. Burgos struck out swinging his first time. Gonzalez throws. Chopper hit on the right side. Colby Halter gets there. Fires to second. They get one. Anales to first. They get 2-4-6-3. And the double play ends the fourth inning. Scoreless, we move to the fifth. From Eastlake, Ohio, James Gonzalez can thank his infielders.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
No team in the Midwest League has turned more double plays than the Lansing Lugnuts, and they just had number 114. Brilliantly done. 4-6-3. That erased a potential Lake County Captains threat, and so scoreless, we move into the fifth inning. From Classic Auto Group Park, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I do not believe that the stat has been kept, the record for the most double plays turned by a Lugnuts team in team history. But doggone it, that's something that I've got to look up and put my research in. Because this team might be setting the record. Here's Josh Wainwright to lead off the top of the fifth against Aaron Davenport. 9-1-2. First, how about a visit to the mound by the catcher Zach Fascia before the first pitch can be made in the fifth inning? How about that? Well, let me tell you, I've been looking into my Lansing Lugnuts media guide and the record book as we're coming to an end this year. And let me tell you first that Brock Whittlesey has become the all-time Lansing Lugnuts career record holder for the most games pitched in. Whittlesey now up to 103 games pitched, and I guarantee you he's going to get to 104 before this year is done. Now we're ready. Davenport to Josh Wainwright. Starts him off with a called strike one. Junior Perez waiting on deck. Top of the order. Wainwright walked his first time. Here's the pitch. Drilled out to right field. Chase DeLauter's back to his right. Reaches up. Makes the catch before it reaches the wall. The top of the fourth inning ended on a deep drive out to right center. That was run down by Jake Fox off the bat of C.J. Rodriguez. I looked things up earlier today. Aaron Davenport here at home allows just a .197 batting average. On the road, they're hitting .299 against him across the Midwest League. And that could be a part of it. Davenport to Junior Perez, righty to righty. Fastball runs inside for ball one. Could be something about the way that the ball travels here in Lake County. That it helps him out. He can give up hard contact here. And his outfielders turn them into outs. Although he has given up his fair share of home runs. But on the road, those are not outs. 1-0. Down and away. Compare those averages. .197. A hitter who's batting .197 is having a devil of a time. Heading .299, you're doing just fine. Junior Perez right in between. Came into play today. Heading .244. He rockets one out to left field, and that baseball's run down by Burgos. I'm telling you, Lansing is putting on a laser show right now, and these outfielders are all involved. They've gotten onto their horse. There are the three horses, one in left, one in center, one in right, and they're chasing each and every one of these line drives down. That is three hard hit outs in a row. Center to right and to left. Davenport to Colby Halter. Does he stay off the barrel here? Colby takes ball one outside. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fifth, no score. Burgos, Fox, and DeLauter can run him. Here's the 1-0. It's called the strike on the outside corner. They can go get him. The Willie Mays line, they throw it, I hit it. They hit it, I catch it. And the Lugnuts are hitting them. And Lake County is catching them. A 1-1. Bunt shown, pulled back, the pitch is high. Two balls and one strike. Colby Halter is 1-for-2. Singled in the first, struck out swinging in the third inning. Halter lifts this one out to left field. There's Burgos again. Catches another line out. Aaron Davenport continues to find barrels, and his outfielders continue to get his back. So, let's go to the last half of the fifth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts nothing. The Lake County Captains nothing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce.
for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. This crowd screaming the whole way. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 0-0. Lug Nuts and Lake Caddy Captains. Bottom third of the order for the Caps in Bartlett, Fascia, and Furman against the left-hander from Panama, James Gonzalez. Gonzalez deals to the right-handed hitting Will Bartlett, and he just missed off the outside corner. Ball one. Bartlett is 0-1 with a swinging strikeout his first time. Gonzalez to the plate. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Strike one. Let's tell some tales from the dugout. What is the longest home run that has ever been hit in baseball history? Bartlett takes a fastball for a called strike two. Well, let's check in with Tim Haggerty first. The voice of the El Paso Chihuahuas put in the time, put in the effort. And here's Toledo's Randy Bush. The pitch, line drive out to right field. To his right, Colby Thomas runs it down. Just like we saw in the top half of the inning, hard hit ball. The outfielder able to make the play. One away for Zach Fascia in a scoreless game in the home fifth. On April 14th, 1982, Randy Bush playing for the Toledo Mudheads, playing at Charleston, West Virginia. Randy Bush had a ball that went 200 miles. Okay, you ready for this story? First, the pitch. Zach Fascia grounds it right side. That's a base hit in the right field. See, what happened was he had a grounder, and so it found the green grass in between Halter and Malone. No more of these long flyouts or hard line drives. That wasn't getting it done for either team. That's a one-out single for Fascia and the first hit for Lake County since the first inning. Third single against Gonzalez. Right now, James Gonzalez, 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Number 9 hitter, Nate Furman. Last inning after a walk, he got a double play ball. Gonzalez to Furman. Scoreless in the fifth. Ground ball, foul right side, strike one. Randy Bush in Charleston, West Virginia, crushed a home run out to right field. And the ball landed in the bed of a coal train, a moving coal train, on its way out beyond the right field wall. And away the train went. The train continued hours later, 200 miles down the track. Here's the 0-1. Check swing, it was down. Let's see if they appeal this check. As it is, no. One ball, one strike on Nate Furman. Flied out to left field on a 3-2 pitch, his first time up. So that's a 200-mile home run. Randy Bush out of the train in 1982, the Toledo Mudhens playing against Charleston. Remember Randy coming up to play for Minnesota. Here's the break even. Line drive up the middle, and that's a base hit in the center field. Fascia around a second, nothing more. Junior Perez lops into shortstop. Back-to-back singles for Lake County. Jake Fox is the new man. So let's see if we can tap 200 miles, shall we, for longest home run from a train. Let's hit the open sea. And let me take you back to the 19th century. Here's the pitch to Jake Fox. Check swing, ball was down, blocked by Rodriguez. Ball one. They do appeal, but he didn't go. 0-0, last of the fifth, 2-1 out for Lake County. The batter that we're looking at is Jimmy Ryan, who is a big slugger.
Let's go.
The year was 1890. The pitch, strike called on the outside corner. And Chicago is taking on New York at St. George Grounds, Staten Island, a ballpark that faced New York Bay. And wouldn't you know it, Jimmy Ryan hit a ball out to center field and out into the bay. But here's the 1-1. Down low and away. Once again, C.J. Rodriguez equal to the task. Two balls and one strike. The ball didn't actually go into the water. It hit a man standing on a liner out there in the bay, and then off the ship went, traveling to Liverpool, England, and the man who got hit took the ball with him, because why not? 2-1. That's down and away. Rodriguez blocked it. Ball three. Well, maybe the man thought nothing of it. But after he'd arrived in Liverpool, he happened to read the New York papers. And the New York papers mentioned the home run ball that disappeared. The home run ball that had been hit into the Atlantic Ocean. And this man thought, my goodness, I was hit by this home run. Here's the pitch. That's outside, and that's ball four. Bases are loaded with captains. Speaking of that nautical theme. Gonzalez to the back of the mound to try to take some of the mud out that's been caked in his spikes. Let's see if Don Schulze visits. Chase DeLauder is coming up. And here is Schulze. A pitching coach out to talk with James Gonzalez. With Fash at third and Furman at second and Fox at first base. Three guys all with the last name starting with F. After the leadoff lineup by Bartlett, single walk here. Chase DeLauder is about to have his third at bat. He's singled, he's fouled out. James Gonzalez is in a whole heap of trouble. No score with one gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Just to finish up that story, after the gentleman read in the New York papers about that Jimmy Ryan home run ball, that it hit him on the liner out in New York Bay, well, he sent a package across the Atlantic Ocean, and he wrote a personal letter. It was delivered to Jimmy Ryan, and it said, Mr. Ryan, here's your home run ball. It hit me, signed this gentleman from Liverpool. So it was a 3,300-mile home run. And that, we believe, is the longest home run in baseball history. The old 3,300-mile home run that just went right across the Atlantic Ocean. Congrats, Jimmy Ryan, 1890. We're ready to continue play. Bases loaded, one down, no score. Lefty to lefty, Chase DeLauder takes ball one low and away. Once again buried by Gonzalez and handled by Rodriguez. No place to put him. Great speed on the bases, too, at first and second. Slowest runners at third base in Fascia. Gonzalez to the plate. That's low for ball two. They're talking to the home plate umpire Rodriguez from the third base dugout. Gonzalez not getting the calls here. 2-0 is on its way. Check swing. That's called a ball. On appeal, he did not go. 3-0. On deck, Yordis Valdez. What do you think? Red light or green light for DeLauder? The kick and the pitch. He swung away and grunts to second. Halter plays to Annalise 1, fire to first. It is in time. It's a double play. 4-6-3, and Lake County is denied. Second consecutive inning of 4-6-3 double play keeps the Captains off the board. DeLauder hits into it, and we go to the sixth. Lansing and Lake County, no score from Classic Auto Group Park.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No team better in the Midwest League at turning a double play than the Lansing Lugnuts, and that has been the case all year. Number 114 came in the fourth, number 115 in the fifth, and from the bases loaded, and one down, and a 3-0 count on Chase DeLauder, still scoreless into the sixth inning. Aaron Davenport deals. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one inside. 3-0 pitch, and Chase DeLauder grounded into the twin killing. My goodness. 3-4-5 hitters against Davenport. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike across the outside corner. Oh, baby. Danny is 1-for-2 with a single against Davenport today. Davenport kicks, steals. Foul back, out of the screen. Oh, the count is 1-2. Hey now. Sixth inning, no score. Will the Lugnuts break out in front first? No runs, 3 hits for the Nuts. No runs, 4 hits for the Captains. Davenport winds, throws, breaking ball, fly to center. Easy for Fox, stepping to his left into right center with the catch. What a way. Great Lakes and West Michigan tightening. Whitecap scored 3 to tie up the score in the bottom of the sixth inning. Loons just took the lead with a run in the top of the seventh. 5-4 Loons leading at West Michigan. Fort Wayne, meanwhile, 3 runs in the top of the third. Dayton scored 1 in the bottom of the third. Tin Caps up 3-1 going to the fourth from Dare Ballpark in Dayton. Fort Wayne leads West Michigan by half a game. The pitch, Colby Thomas fouls it back. And Lake County watching both of those scores and both of those teams very closely because Lake County is 3 games back of Fort Wayne, as is Dayton. And there are only 4 more games to go in this year. Lake County needs to win out. If the Lugnuts won today, that would throw a gigantic monkey wrench into the Caps' plans. Davenport to Colby Thomas. Went around too far on the off-speed. Strike 2. Thomas has fouled out to first and flat out to left. 1 out, nobody on. No score in the sixth inning. Here comes. Fastball high. That last time up, boy, did Thomas seem like he had caught a hold of one. But in the end, ran out of juice on the warning track in left field. The 1-2 pitch from Davenport. Breaking ball called, strike 3 on the outside corner. Aaron Davenport records his 6th strikeout. And now bring up Brandon Malone. Malone has popped at and walked against a man he homered against earlier this year. Scoreless. The pitch. Did not chase it high. One ball, no strikes. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1. Best outing of the year for Aaron Davenport against Lansing. And he's coming off arguably his worst outing of the season at Cedar Rapids. Native of Washington State. Steps off the rubber. First baseman Bartlett is coming in. Hang on. Bartlett right to the mound. He was pointing at his bullpen. Talking with Davenport, now right back to his position. Davenport in the Lake County Captains game notes, they note that when he goes out on the road, he brings his skateboard with him. Skateboards around to explore the road trips. But last road trip against Cedar Rapids, he went just 3 2/3 innings, and he allowed 11 hits and 8 runs. In his final inning in the fourth, he gave up 6 runs, imploded. Fires the 1-1. Malone smacks it out to center field. Back goes Jake Fox. Back he goes. Fox can't make the catch. It bounces off the wall and then caroms past him. Malone's into second base and he hangs tight right there. Automatic double, Brennan Malone. Malone now 12 hits in his last 25 at-bats. And that is his 13th double as a member of the Lugnuts in a scoring position. Now a Rebiel Angeles is the batter. Righty versus righty. There's two outs, no score in the sixth inning. Here it comes. Hits a high fly out to left. In comes Jorge Burgos. Jogs forward, he's under, he's got it. And Lansing strands the double. 5.5 complete, and still we are scoreless from Lake County. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Zero to the bottom of the sixth inning now from Lake County. Lefty James Gonzalez back to work, though there is action in the pen behind him. 3-4-5 batters for the Caps here. First, Yordis Valdez. First pitch. He takes ball 1 low. Valdez is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Gonzalez, 6 strikeouts through 5 scoreless. He offers. Off-speed buried. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez plays with the Rosenbeck to the back of the mound. The switch hitting Valdez. Batting right. Yellow batting gloves. Pitch on its way. Fastball is high. 3-0. I wonder how quick the hook might be should James get into more trouble. He has pitched out of two bases loaded jams today. The pitch, that's high and outside, and that's ball four. Fastball nowhere close. Now in the first inning, he loaded up the bases on two singles and a walk with two outs. Struck out Jorge Burgos to escape things. Perfect second, perfect third, faced the minimum in the fourth inning. But in the fifth inning, a couple of one-out singles, then a walk. Chase DeLauter's double play ball got the lug nuts out of the jam. Pitching coach Don Schulze is back for a visit. In the Lansing pen, right-hander warming, and I think it's Christian Fernandez. Elsewhere in the Oakland Athletics organization, did you see the game yesterday between the A's and the Toronto Blue Jays? So let's count the former Lugnuts who made an impact, shall we? Carlos Perez hit a two-run homer. Kevin Smith hit a three-run homer. Perez a Lugnut 2011 to 2012. Smith a Lugnut 2018. That's how the A's beat the Blue Jays 5-2. Those are your five runs. Mason Miller, two perfect innings, three strikeouts. He was a Lugnut last year. One of his strikeouts was 2019 Lugnut Alejandro Kirk, who was pitch hitting. Danny Jimenez then relieved Mason Miller, 2018 Lugnut Jimenez. Ready to play, Diane Frias. Pushes a bunt right side. Gonzalez off the hill. Grabs, glove flip over to first. It's in time. There's out number one. Beautifully done by Gonzalez. If the official scorer so chooses, he can rule a sacrifice. Although Frias might well have been bunting for a base hit. It was a spectacular bunt. And Valdez moves up to second with one out. That deserves a star and extra on your scorecard. That's how good that defensive play was by Gonzalez. Third baseman Wright ties his shoe. Cooper Engle is about to step in. Runner in scoring position with one down, bottom of the sixth, and Lake County looking to break this scoreless deadlock. Back to that game last night. Kevin Biggio for the Blue Jays, a 2016 Lugnut, 2-for-4, run scored. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. was hitless. Ryan Oda 0-for-4, the run scored for the A's. Lefty to lefty, runner moves, the pitch crosses up the catcher Rodriguez. All the while, Yordiz Valdez steals third. 16th steal for Valdez. And now the potential first run of this game is 90 feet away. So in counting them up, what, how many former Lugnuts was that in the game? By the way, Davis Schneider, a Lugnut in 2017 for one game. Homer. Infield in. 1-0. Line drive down the left field line. This is trouble. Back toward the corner. That's a fair ball. One hopping off the wall. Valdez scores. Cooper Engle heads for second. He pulls in with a double. One nothing Lake County. Now Jorge Burgos, but first Craig Conklin is out, and James Gonzalez will be out of this game. The point down to the pen by the Lansing skipper.
Captain's fans, you're having a fun time tonight, and you love your Lake County Captains, and you feel we're going to win this game. Then let me hear you scream!
James Gonzalez today, 5 1/3 innings, 5 base hits, 1 run to this point. He departs with Engle in scoring position. He walked 4 and he struck out 6. And you know what? To allow 1 run, 1 out into the bottom of the 6th inning, you'll take that. And his final appearance of the year. So for James, 20 2/3 innings with the Lugnuts, 27 strikeouts. And only 15 hits allowed. 11 walks. Christian Fernandez is the new man on the mound for the Lugnuts indeed. Fernandez comes in. England second. Jorge Burgos is about to come up, then Will Bartlett with one out, one run in. Lugnuts down 1-0. Fernandez, a right-handed pitcher, and this is likely his final appearance of the year. And then he'll be a free agent after this season, so the Athletics will have some decision-making to do. He was acquired last year on July the 9th for Christian Bethencourt from the Tampa Bay Rays. Fernandez, last year with the Lugnuts, eight appearances, 28 and two-thirds innings at a 6.91 ERA. This year, a 4.39 ERA, 8 starts, 29 overall appearances, 80 innings, 87 strikeouts, and 40 walks for the right-hander out of Cabimas, Venezuela. So from the Panamanian southpaw to the Venezuelan right-hander, Fernandez, 6'3", 235 pounds, fires to Jorge Burgos. Batting left. He skies the first pitch out to left field and shallow. Batista Jr. in. He makes the catch. And back to second base goes Engel. One pitch and one out for Christian Fernandez. Today, the Oakland Athletics are idle. Wrapped up the series with the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. But to see all those former Lugnuts on both sides. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators will start up play at 10.05 p.m. against the Sacramento Rivercats. Already, the AA Midland Rockhounds are leading by Brady Basso. Three perfect innings, four strikeouts for Brady. Here's Will Bartlett batting right. 2 outs, runner at second. Pitch, fouled away to the right side. Strike one. Lancing down 1-0 on the Engel RBI double here for Lake County. Engel's at second base. Max Muncy has a double. He scored a run. Jack Winkler, single. He scored a run. Good stuff from Midland. Caden Trenkel, an RBI single. Trenkel's been great recently. His batting average is up to 260. He had been slumping. There comes the 0-1. Down and away. Meanwhile, Muncy with his double earlier today. He's 1-for-2. His batting average is at 307. Oh, and by the way, Daniel Susak, in case you're wondering about the most recently promoted Lugnut up to AA. Susak is 1-for-2 with a single. So he's doing mighty fine. First, though, the Fernandez 1-1. Yanked a fastball outside. Daniel Susak is hitting 8-for-22 right now in AA. And this is his seventh game. He's been tremendous. He and Max Muncy should start up with the Rockhounds there next year. Here's the 2-1. Nope, instead a pivot a bat and a look back to the runner at second. Now the 2-1. Runner moves and the pitch swung at a miss. Throw down to third base. The tag. It's in time. Cooper Engel caught trying to steal by catcher Rodriguez. Josh Wainwright swiped down that tag, and that ends the sixth inning. But it's Engel doubling home Yordis Valdez. That has supplied this game with its very first run. We're going to the seventh, 1-0 Lake County.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'll be right back.
1-0 Lake County on Cooper. Ingles RBI double in the bottom of the sixth inning. That was the extent of the damage. Christian Fernandez came on for James Gonzalez. Gonzalez allowing just the one run through 5 1/3 innings. But he's in line for the loss unless his teammates do something about it. So let's go to the seventh inning for this Lugnuts offense and see what they can muster. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lake County goes to the bullpen. Aaron Davenport done after six scoreless innings. He was outstanding to end his own year. 4 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Jake Miller's the new man on the mound. Miller against 7-8-9. Schofield Sam, Rodriguez in right. Here's TJ Schofield Sam batting left. And he takes a called strike across the outside corner. Josh Wainwright, when he bats, will bat right. Believe you me. Jake Miller, the right-hander from Newbury Park, California. And a 1. Fly ball hit deep, hooking down the right field line. It's a foul ball. Just a little bit out in front. It was not going to be home run distance, but it was going to be extra bases if Schofield Sam could have kept it fair. Instead, the count is 0-2. Schofield Sam struck out twice against the starter Davenport, and each time he fell behind in the count 0-2. Miller, 20th router 2 years ago from San Diego, opposing him. Here's the pitch. Broken bat looper, right side, 1 hop to the second baseman, Furman. The throw to first means out number 1. Crowd approves. Number 8, hitter in the order now, C.J. Rodriguez. 0-2 with a fielder's choice and a very deep fly out to right center. For the pitcher, Miller, just his 4th appearance as a member of Lake County. First 2 were starts. The pitch hits the outside corner. Strike called to C.J. Right-hander against right-hander here. Rodriguez taken in the 5th round 2 years ago from Vanderbilt. 1-0 captains. Here it comes. Swatted foul up and away off the right side. Jake Miller last year was with Lynchburg where he made 9 starts at a 4.81 ERA in 33 2/3 innings. And then this year he came back and unfortunately he's come back from injury, rehabbing his way back here. The pitch outside. It was placed on the 60-day injured list on August the 13th of last year. He was activated July the 29th to begin his rehab assignment. A 1-2. High. And so, you know what? So good for Miller just to get back and on the mound. 6'2", 210-pounder. 23 years of age. 1 out, nobody on. His 2-2. Rodriguez takes ball 3 outside. So here's how his first couple of appearances have gone here for Lake County. 8 1/3 innings. 7 hits, 7 walks, 8 runs. 1 home run allowed, only 4 strikeouts. This is a payoff pitch. Rodriguez hits it high and deep out to left field. Burgos is back. He's at the wall to make the catch. And there's out number 2. Boy, CJ has hit a couple that just have not had the legs to get out of here. 2 deep flyouts for Rodriguez. And that brings up Josh Wainwright. The pitch to Wright is down and away, ball 1. Lake County 1, Lansing 0. 2 outs with the bases clear. As Miller looks for the perfect initial frame. Number 9 hitter in the order. Pitch on its way. Outside. 2-0. That, to my mind, is based on the stats, seeing him coming back. That's the strategy right now with Miller, is waiting him out, waiting till he makes that mistake. Miller to the plate. Below the zone for ball 3. That zone gave James Gonzalez fits on the lug nut side. Here's the 3-0. That's outside for ball four. So Miller does walk right on four pitches. And now here comes Junior Perez as the potential go-ahead run. No action up in either bullpen. Junior today is 0 for 3. He struck out twice, last time up, line out to deep left. Pickoff throw over, tag applied late, and also the first baseman Bartlett nearly fell on Josh Wong. One nothing, the Lugnuts trail. Perez the batter, the potential go-ahead run. Leads the Lugnuts with 12 homers. Here's the pitch. Fouled into the screen. Junior also leads Lansing in walks drawn, coming into play today with 51 walks. Miller gets his sign, comes set at the belt. Lets it fly. That's low. One ball and one strike. Right the runner at first base. It's not a base-stealing threat. Only one steal and one attempt for the Lugnuts this year. It's a 1-1 pitch on its way. Up and inside. Ball two. Colby Halter is waiting on deck. Miller readies. He brings it. Fouled into the netting for strike two. Junior just missing it. He has timed it upright, just not on the same plane. Goes for a long walk around. Lugnuts in the retro road grays. For Junior, bright red spikes. Black socks pulled up to the knees. Long red sleeves. Asks for time, receives it. Red batting gloves as well with a black baseball bat. Takes a practice cut. Second. And that climbs in. There's two down at the top of the eighth inning. Or I should say the top of the seventh inning from Lake County. Captains leading 1-0. Right at first, two outs. A two-ball, two-strike pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Fascia. Perez strikes out. Side retired. We hit the stretch. The walk to right is stranded. 1-0 Lake County Captains, middle of the seventh inning.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The bottom of the seventh inning has arrived. Lake County 1, Lansing nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Christian Fernandez enters his first full inning of work out of the pen. Fernandez against Bartlett, Fascia, and Furman. 7-8-9 in the Lake County order. Out of the full windup, he lets it fly. Fastball very, very high. Ball one. Bartlett was at a home plate in the bottom of the sixth inning when Cooper Engel was cut trying to steal third to end the inning. Here's the pitch. Strike called at the letters. Right-hander against right-hander. Pitch on its way. Chopper pulled down toward third. Short hop backhand. Pick up Josh Wainwright. Those high to first. And Malone came down on the base. Out number one. Whoa. Got a little bit dramatic. So now the batter is Zach Fascia. Fascia's one for two with a strikeout and a single. He's the number eight hitter in the order. He's a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch to him. And he takes a called strike on the Fernandez curve. For Fascia, no batting gloves. Bare hands gripping the bat. Wrists taped up. Fernandez winds and throws. Ground ball at the first base side. Takes a tough hop, but Malone is right there, back of the bag, right to his base for out number two. Your trivia question of today's game was, name the former Lansing Lugnut who went on to manage the Lake County Captains. And Marsha Bullard was all over this one. Your answer is Clayton McCullough. Clayton McCullough was a Lake County captain back in 2003, the inaugural captains, and then repeated again in 2004. 2003, in 45 games, he had 165. 2004 in 28 games, he had 205. Fernandez misses the zone a little high, ball 1-8 Furman. Clayton went on to play for the Kinston Indians in 04 and 05, the Akron Arrows in 05, the Buffalo Bisons AAA for one game in 2005. That pitch is up and away. And then Clayton McCullough became the Lansing Lugnuts manager in 2008, repeated in 2009. Earlier today when I said today in baseball history for the Lugnuts, mentioned the very last game of the season for that 09 Lugnuts team, managed by McCullough. Furman takes a ball outside, and it's now 3-0 on the number 9 hitting second baseman. Two outs with the bases clear. The Lugnuts are down 1-0 to Lake County. Furman's 1-for-2 with a single. Here's the pitch. High for ball four. Four-pitch walk puts on Furman ahead of Jake Fox. Don't want to do that. And then after Fox chased DeLauder. Clayton McCullough, in case you wondered how he's doing great. He is the first base coach now for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Two outs, runner on for Lake County. Fernandez to Fox, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, 1-0 captains in the home seventh. Here it comes. Strike called across the inside corner. So Clayton McCullough. The Lansing Lugnuts answer for your trivia question of the game. A former East Carolina Pirate. Love him. From Lake County to Lansing to now the LA Dodgers. And a one runner moves. The pitch is high. Throw down to second base. The tag. Not in time. Furman swipes second. Feet first with a slide. It's his 10th steal in 11 attempts. By the way, in the NFL, the Lions faked a punt. They scored a touchdown, capping a 91-yard drive. The Chiefs have a touchdown, 75-yard drive, 7-7, first half. Line drive, right field, base hit, Jake Fox, and here comes insurance. Furman's around to score. Fox takes for second base. The throw in is cut. RBI double. 2-0, Lake County. And now Chase DeLauder. Chase. Let's go, Chase. Let's go, Chase. Let's go. The Lauder today is 1-for-3 with a single back in the first inning. He's a left-handed batter. The right-hander brings it. And a fastball starts him with a called strike one. So one in the sixth, now one in the seventh for Lake County. The first against James Gonzalez, the starter. The second against Fernandez, the reliever. Fernandez fires. Down and in. Good backhand by the catcher, Rodriguez. I remember talking to Christian Fernandez. Which pitcher did he pattern himself off of? Justin Verlander is his hero. From Verlander. Love the Fernandez curve. Love the Fernandez changeup. Fastball, though, can betray him. Tosses a one ball, one strike offering. Yanked it inside. Trying to get that fastball across the inside corner. And it's not working. Two balls, one strike on DeLauder. No runs, four hits for the Nuts. Two runs, six hits for the Captains. Lake County has won the first two games of this series. At second, Jake Fox. Hitter's pitch to DeLauder. High fly out to right center. It's soaring back. It is gone. Two-run homer, Chase DeLauder, 4-0 Lake County in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's DeLauder's fourth home run as a member of the Captains. And now Christian Fernandez to Yordis Valdez. Strike call. Curved him to start. Three runs here in this bottom of the seventh inning after the first two batters were retired. Here's the kick and the pitch. Foul tipped into then out of the mitt of C.J. Rodriguez. Nothing and two. Fernandez with the sign, kicks and offers. Drops it in there for a called strike three, and that'll do it on the seventh inning. First strikeout for Christian. But the DeLauder two-run homer caps the three-run rally, and now Lake County is up by four in the Lugnuts. Captains 4, Lugnuts nada.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Chase DeLauder with a three-run blast, or I should say a two-run homer, capping off a three-run bottom of the seventh inning. The Lake County Captains are now up on top of the Lugnuts by a 4-0 score as we hit the eighth from Classic Auto Group Park. The Lugnuts need some offense here. Colby Halter begins things. Halter takes the ball outside from the right-hander Jake Miller. Halter, Batista Jr., and Thomas, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Left-handed batter, Righty offers. Fouled off into the screen. One ball, one strike on Colby. Colby Halter is 1-for-3 with a single in the first, a strikeout in the third, a line out to left field in the fifth inning. The University of Florida Gator hailing from Jacksonville. Here's the pitch. He lays a bunt that pops foul back over the screen, off the facing of the suites, and then kicking down. One ball and two strikes on Colby. Lugnuts 4 hits in this game. Halter and Batista Jr. singles in the first inning. Anales a single in the second. Malone a double in the sixth. Halter fouls off another. Miller gets his sign. Pitch is on its way. Foul back off to the left side. Let's try it again. If you are unaware, the Grand River Country Club is coming back to Lansing, Michigan. That's our chipping course that stretches all around Jackson Field. Go to LansingLugNuts.com and set your tee time. Halter takes a ball down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Matt Hicks, the course architect, has all sorts of tricks up his sleeve for the autumn edition of the Grand River Country Club. Going to be October the 6th through October the 8th. Go to LansingLugNuts.com. 2-2. A dribbler up the first base side. That rolls foul before it reaches Bartlett. How do we stay 2-2? I see new hole-in-one prizing. Bonus point opportunities. Opportunity to win cash and the chance to play 18 holes. They've officially released the map as well, just to let you know how the course is going to look. That's going to be October the 6th through October the 8th from Lansing, Michigan, the Grand River Country Club at Jackson Field. Once again, LansingLugNuts.com for all your info and to make your tee time. 2-2 pitch to Colby Halter. Low for ball three. Lansing is down 4-0 leading off the eighth inning. Halter trying to reach base in front of Batista Jr., Thomas, and Malone. Righty Miller offers. Halter grounds in right side, grabbed by Bartlett at first. Under hands to Miller to the bag, and there's out number one. Now Danny Batista Jr. 1-for-3 with an infield single back in the first. A ground out to shortstop in the third and a fly out to center field in the sixth inning. Pitch is on its way. There's a strike call. Here at Lake County, they have a mini golf course, a 9-hole mini golf course that's located out beyond the left center field wall. Here's the pitch. That's a little fly ball out to left field. Burgos comes over to his left. He runs it down. Two outs. Went out in the bat, and I explored that mini golf course earlier today. All the fun names for each of the holes. There's a big boat out there. There's the sailing home, hole number 9. Sounds to me like the Lugnuts might go mini golfing tomorrow. Colby Thomas smacks the first pitch he sees right up the middle into center field, the base hit. Thomas is on. Starts to blaze for second, quickly retreats to first as Fox gets it in. Two-out single for Colby and his first hit of the game. Brings up Brendan Malone. One on, two outs. Pick off the over, Miller's tag, not in time. Goodness gracious. Very close. Will Bartlett ready. Thomas stretches out the lead. 4-0 captains. First pitch to Brendan Malone. Right-hander to right-hander. Long hold. Here it is. Low for ball one. Malone has popped to second, walked, and doubled today. He's been tremendous recently. Pitch on its way, swatted up and foul off the right side. One ball, one strike. I do think that if you talk to Brennan, what you would learn is he does not yet feel he is where he needs to be, which is a scary proposition. I could easily see Brennan Malone being one of the Midwest League's best sluggers next year to start up the year. A pitch? That's lofted and foul off to the right side. And then after that, set him right up to Double-A. Jamel Spearman, his signing scout, same thing for Colby Thomas. Jamel apparently loved Brennan Malone coming out of high school. Went to South Carolina, transferred to Oregon. They got him in the sixth round last year. It takes ball two low and away. First full professional season coming to an end from Malone, the native Georgian. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and that's past the diving firm and a base hit to center. Colby Thomas heads for third. The throw-in is not in time. Bases umpire Shin Koishizawa was right there on hand with a great look. Colby Thomas takes the extra base on the Malone single. Brennan Malone is 2-for-3 once again. Runners are at the corners. Avery Bialanales is coming up, and the potential game-tying run for Lansing is stepping into the on-deck circle. And the pitching coach, Kevin Arminio, comes out to the mound for a word with a pitcher, Miller. They could see things going sideways here. Entering play today, Avery Bialanales, the current batter, and Brennan Malone each came in with 11 hits in their last 23 at-bats. Now, Anales is 1-for-3, so give him now 12 hits in his last 26 at-bats. And Malone is 2-for-3, 13 hits in his last 26 at-bats. Outstanding finishes to the season. For Malone, he has lifted up his batting average as a member of the High A Lugnuts to 257, whereas 7 games ago was down at 213. Runners are at the corners, two down. The pitch down, Halase. Henry Beal takes, strike call. Right-hander against right-hander. Pickoff throw to first. Malone back in on his belly. Lake County is up 4-0. For the captains, a run in the bottom of the sixth and then 3 in the bottom of the seventh, capped by the 2-run homer by DeLauder. Lansing looking for a 2-out rally. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. And the count on Angeles. No balls and 2 strikes. Avery Bialanales in his second full season in the Midwest League, only 21. The pitch. He pops it up on the right side in the foul ground. First baseman Bartlett calls, catches. Lansing strands runners at the corners and remains scoreless. And we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Lake County 4, Lansing nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It is the last chance for Lake County to add some insurance. As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Captains 4, Lugnuts nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks so much for keeping me company. Lansing stays with the right-hander Christian Fernandez against Frias Engel Burgos, 4, 5, and 6. Here's the pitch. And the first offering misses in ball one. Frias is 0 for 2 with a sacrifice bunt. So which hitter batting left, the deal. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Let me introduce you, by the way, to a potential future member of the Lansing Lugnuts. Been watching what's been going on. Down with the Stockton Ports single-A ball. And Will Simpson, 15th rounder this year out of Washington, has been tearing it up. Will Langley Simpson, the native of Alexandria, Virginia, the 436th overall pick this past July. Here's the pitch from Fernandez. A swing and a bouncer past Fernandez. Second baseman Halter comes over to field. Throws low to first, picked by Malone. One down. Next up, Cooper Engel. So how's Simpson doing in his professional debut year? After 7 games in the Arizona Complex League, in which he had 304 and slugged 652, 2 doubles, 2 homers. Knocked in 7, scored 9 runs in those 7 games. He's hitting 320 through 25 games for Stockton. 9 doubles, 3 home runs. Here's the pitch. Cooper Engel takes the curve for a called strike. So we're talking great offensive production, hitting for average, and hitting for great power. Expect to see Simpson with the Lugnuts to start next year. 0-1. Curveball low. OPS 873. Oh, by the way, he has 3 stolen bases, too. For the Stockton Ports, he is the regular number 2 hitter in their order, and they're starting first baseman. His pitch is above the zone. 2 balls, 1 strike to Cooper Engel. Fun to look into the future. Just as we look into the past and we say, how are the Lugnuts alumni doing? Well, AA Midland tied up 2-2 with San Antonio. Stevie Emanuel says relief Brady Basso. The pitch, Engel takes a called strike 2. Basso in the end, 4 2/3, 2 hits, 2 walks, 2 runs. 5 strikeouts, tie game 2-2. Emanuel's the final out of the 5th inning. The break even, Sales outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 4-0, Lake County leading here. 17 2023 Lugnuts are with AA Midland. Here's the payoff. High for ball 4. And Engel is on. That's the 3rd walk that he's drawn in this game. And Cooper Engel has now walked 16 times through 15 games as a member of Lake County. Is there something about his batting stance that just makes pitches to him allergic to the strike zone? He has been inordinately successful. Credit his batting eye, too. Right to the lefty, Jorge Burgos takes a ball outside. You know, with his 16 walks drawn, Cooper Engel has more walks in his, what, now 15 games with Lake County than A. Rebel Anales has through 107 games with the Lugnuts. Anales, 10 walks. 1-0 to Burgos. Here it comes. Outside for ball 2. And Fernandez is around the zone and not in it. Lansing Penn, the bearded one, Brock Whittlesey, is warming up. Pitching coach Don Schulze heads to the mound. Infield comes in around Christian Fernandez. He's fighting himself right now. They'd love for him to finish this 8th inning, send it to the 9th. And in the 9th, with the Lugnuts down, they would hope for nothing. It would be Schofield Sam, Rodriguez, and Joshuan Wright would be coming up looking to avert a shutout. The Nuts have been shut out 9 times this year and have shut out the other team 4 times. Of the Lugnuts, 126 games played. Let me make sure that I update that. 45 have been one-run games, 34 have been two-run games, 16 have been three-run games, 9 have been four-run games, 23 have been games decided by 5 or more runs. Yesterday was the first game since August 13th that the Lugnuts had lost by more than 3 runs. A 2-0 pitch from Fernandez to Burgos will wait pickoff though instead. But back in standing goes the runner, Cooper Engle. Engle tried a stolen base earlier in this game, and he was thrown out at third base by C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch to Burgos. Fouled off into the netting. 2-1. They have gone final from West Michigan, where the West Michigan Whitecaps have lost again to Great Lakes, 5-4 the final score. They've lost 2 of the first 3 games of that series. So we look at Dayton and Fort Wayne, and they are tied going to the 7th, 3-3. 2-1 pitch from Fernandez. Fouled off into the screen. 2-2. Let's say Dayton beats Fort Wayne. And let's say Lake County wins this game, leading right now 4-0, bottom of the 8th, 1-1 out. That would mean that Dayton would be 2 games back of the Tin Caps and the White Caps, with 3 games remaining in the regular season. And so would Dayton. Lake County and Dayton both 2 games back of Fort Wayne. I should say only of Fort Wayne. They'd be a game and a half back of West Michigan. A pitch. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Burgos down watching. Out number 2. Can you imagine the kind of traffic that is developing? Two outs with Engle at first base. Last of the 8th, 4-0 Captains. Righty to righty, the pitch to Will Bartlett. Strike called on the fastball from Fernandez. No runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Lake County. It is 72 degrees in East Lake. Fernandez lets it fly. Bow back, strike 2. So a nice, cool night east of Lake Erie, 15 minutes northeast of Cleveland. The land. Here you could call it the lake. We are very close to the water. My guess is it's about a 4 or 5 minute drive. Nothing into the count. The kick, the 0-2. Breaking ball curves down and away. Engle took a hard step toward first base, and then he stayed right there. Or I should say toward second base, and he stayed right there at first base. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Bartlett. Pitch is on its way. Down and away and all the way to the backstop. And up to second base goes Engle. Wild pitch for Christian Fernandez. So a runner at second with 2 outs. Bartlett looking for his first hit of the game. Looking to extend this lead. It was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the 6th inning. And there James Gonzalez walked Yordis Valdez. Valdez was sacrificed to second by Diane Frias. He stole 3rd, and Cooper Engle doubled him in to give Lake County the lead. The Captains then scored 3 more runs in the 7th. In the 8th, runner at second, 2 outs. The 2-2 pitch. Bouncer foul off the instep. Keep it right here for Bartlett. In the bottom of the 7th inning, facing Christian Fernandez. Bartlett grounded to 3rd. Fascia, the catcher on deck, grounded out to 1st base. But Nate Furman, the number 9 hitter, drew a 4-pitch walk. Jake Fox doubled him home. Chase DeLauder homered in Fox. And that's how quickly this game went from being a 1-0 pitcher's duel to slightly more comfortable for Lake County. Fernandez tries again. Check swing, foul, rolling right, maybe a 3-quarter cut. 2-2. Game number 128 of the Lugnut season. 27th season in the Midwest League. Here's the pitch from Fernandez. Lobbed it foul, right side. That's out of play. Seating bowl here is entirely blue. They have home run bleachers out and left, but they have covered those up with a tarp at a big bullseye of a target. Everyone wins a free round of mini golf if the captain should hit that target with a home run. 2-2. High fly ball by Bartlett out to left. Danny Bautista Jr. in front of the tarp with room in front of the track to make the catch. And that ends the eighth inning. Bartlett got under it, and the walk to Engel stranded at second base. So, we move to the ninth, and the Lugnuts are looking to spoil the shutout and try to rally against the Lake County Pen, down 4-0 in Lake County.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jake Miller now for the ninth inning. The right-hander in his third inning of work out of the pen, piggybacking Aaron Davenport. And he'll take on TJ Schofield, Sam, CJ Rodriguez, and Josh Wanwright. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts are down 4-0 and down to their final 3 outs. TJ Schofield Sam, first man up. Horatio, the Cormorant mascot, dancing on the Lugnut third baseline dugout. Sweet Caroline brings us back in. Righty Miller against the lefty Schofield Sam. The first pitch, very, very high. 1-0 TJ is 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out to the second baseman Furman. Last time up before he grounded out, he crushed one to right. 1-0. Breaking ball misses inside. 2-0. Just hooked foul. That was against this man, Miller. He was the first Lugnut to face Jake Miller. Miller to the plate. High fly, left field. Chance for Jorge Burgos. Late read, dashes forward, makes the catch. 1-down. 25 outs recorded. The Lugnut stranded 2 on in the first, 2 more runners in the second, left a runner on in the fourth, left a runner on in the sixth, 1 in the 7th, and 2 in the 8th. All told, 9 runners stranded, down 4-0 in the 9th. CJ Rodriguez fouls back the first pitch, strike 1. CJ typifies the frustrations because he's 0-3 with a flyout to deep center and a flyout to deep left. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Up and inside. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., and Luis Morales will get the ball for Lansing. Jake Garland will piggyback him. Here's the break-even. A ground ball up the left side, but foul left of the bag. A 1-2. Miller's ready. Here's the pitch. Up high again. 2-2. A break even. High pop up shallow right. Second baseman Furman is out, called off. Right fielder DeLauder takes it. Two outs. The third baseman Frias, before that pitch came in, was dancing back and forth, left to right to left to right, just trying to stay loose and engaged. Jake Miller now against Josh Wainwright. Wright digs in from the right side. Miller gets his sign from the catcher, Fascia. 4-0, Captains leading, two outs, nobody on. And the first offering is grounded left of short. Picked by Valdez to his left. A throw to first in time. This ball game is over. Lake County shuts out the Lugnuts 4-0. Well, the final line score today, no runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Lansing Lugnuts, who fall to 28-35, 59-69 for the year. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Lake County, improving to 32-29, and 63-63 for the year as a whole. With this, Lake County has won the first 3 games of this series. Now the Lugnuts look to the game tomorrow night, the 4th of 6, with only 3 more games remaining in this 2023 season. The Lugnuts right-hander Luis Morales gets the ball against the lefty from the University of Michigan, Steve Hatcher. Today's game was completed in 2 hours and 29 minutes, and it was completed in front of a crowd of 3,947. Winning pitcher Aaron Davenport, who fired 6 scoreless innings, striking out 6, allowing 4 hits and 2 walks. Losing pitcher James Gonzalez. Gonzalez today, well, James went 5 1/3 innings. He struck out 6. He allowed just the 1 run that came in the bottom of the 6th inning, but that was enough. That was all that Lake County's pitchers would need. Davenport the first 6, and then Jake Miller the final 3. And the Lugnuts shut down on just the 6 hits today. 10th time this year that Lansing has been shut out. 7 p.m. once again tomorrow night. Thank you so much for joining me, keeping me company on this call this evening from Lake County, Ohio. We'll see how things go tomorrow with Luis Morales on the mound. My big thanks to my pregame show guest, the Lansing Lugnuts bullpen catcher, Cullen Turner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I wish you well on this Thursday night from East Lake, Ohio. Once again, your final score, the Captains 4, the Lugnuts nothing. Good night, and go Nuts.